Welcome to the Beat Red Podcast, a show where we talk about all things embarrassing. We tell our embarrassing stories. We tell your embarrassing stories. You tell your embarrassing stories. We're here to laugh with you, cry with you, cringe with you, and bring some levity to your day. I'm Katie.
And I'm Mary Kate.
Let's turn Beat Red.
How's your week?
My week was great. I finally saw Nosferatu.
What did you think? Is that the dying pronunciation?
Yes, that is the correct pronunciation.
Nosferatu.
Yeah, I had the weirdest dreams last night, I gotta tell you. I'm like, he did it. His shadow invaded my
That's
dreams.
That's so scary, Katie. Oh my God. It was the creepiest.
No, it was, I honestly didn't find him that scary. I'm gonna be real. I'm sorry to everyone who did. I did enjoy it.
I thought cinematically
it was gorgeous. He, to me, looked like the bad guy from Sonic, Jim Carrey's character. The freaking mustache they put on this guy.
Handlebar.
I'm like, he's not scary anymore. He's just got a big bushy mustache. I mean, the mental warfare he had going on was cool. I'm not going to give anything away, of course. But yeah, I did enjoy it. I did not enjoy the fact that I had a girl sitting next to me chomping on popcorn the entire time, one at a time. Yeah. Now, Nosferatu is a very quiet movie. This is like, forget the popcorn, okay? Or be a normal person and eat it all during the previews,
yes.
Okay?
That's how to eat popcorn.
Or
before the movie starts, like some of us.
Exactly, during the previews. Yep. Just eat it by the fistfuls. Who's doing this once at a time popcorn?
I don't know.
Get out of here.
Was it someone's like comfort? Was she just like slowly comforting herself with one kernel at a time?
She was slowly chomping one at a time throughout the entire film. My God. I was becoming homicidal. I'm like, do I just grab this bucket out of her hand and throw it across the movies? I was like, do I ask her how much can possibly be left in that bucket? Because you have been eating for 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
The previews are like 45 minutes. I'm like, how? How?
It's an enchanted popcorn.
I do have misophonia, so that's on me. I can't stand chomping, but yeah.
Oh, you do have that?
I do. I have it.
My husband has that too.
It's so hard. It's an affliction, I gotta tell you.
His like eye twitches when I'm like chomping.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
It's rough. It's really rough. But I did enjoy it. But yeah, I did not find it that scary. There's gross parts. There's a lot of gross parts. It's very gory.
Is the mustache, I mean, is it hard to imagine a demon like shaving in the mirror? like making sure it's like superly coiffed?
Yeah.
Or are we supposed to believe that because he's a demon, that is what a demon's facial hair looks like?
I mean, apparently it's historically accurate and that's what they were going for,
right?
This mustache of Count Orlok. But yeah, it ruined it for me. I prefer the original Nosferatu, the little creepy guy slinking around, you know? Yeah. Pale. Yeah. I mean, they got the fingers right. And
they did. Did he get the fingernails?
The voice was phenomenal, I have to say.
Okay.
And I completely forgot that it was, what's his name that was playing him?
I have no idea. I don't know anyone in the cast.
What is his name?
Is he a famous actor?
Yes. His hot brother. He was in It as the clown.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's him.
What's his name? His hot brother was in True Blood.
I know exactly who you're talking. Bill Skarsgård.
So the one, the creepy eyes. Like, I didn't even recognize
creepy
him,
eyes.
But he does such a great job with the voice. But that's what I did. What have you been up to?
I saw, and this is not a shameless plug, they are not a sponsor of us. I saw Wicked.
You finally saw. I didn't see Wicked still. Everybody's raving about it.
I saw Magic. That was maybe one of the best movies I have seen this year. I've seen two movies this year.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was Conclave, about the people electing a new pope, and then Wicked. And I have to say, I was transfixed.
Aww.
I loved it. It was magical. You have to see it. I need to. I know. So good. And you have to see it in the theater, honestly.
True.
It's like what they have built. And it's so good for now. It's so perfect for this moment. It's great. It's so great. I had no idea. Everyone's been raving about Wicked for years.
I gotta watch it.
And I just like
I have seen the Broadway play, but I haven't seen it.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
So you know the story.
Okay. Yes.
I didn't even know what to expect. I was like, what is this? And then I was like, I cried. I laughed. I sobbed, actually. And then I laughed. And then it was just like sobbing.
Sobbing, laughing.
Everything that Cynthia Erivo does.
She's phenomenal.
You're just like, I couldn't breathe. I mean, she was just, there's so much going on with her.
True.
And oh my God, Ariana Grande is like a brilliant actress in this. She's so good. She killed it.
I have to do it. I have to watch it.
You've got to see it.
Well, that's that.
Let's get into it.
That's every week. We watch the movies. That's what we did.
And that's what we did.
Okay. Do you want me to start?
You better.
Kick us off.
Woo-hoo!
Okay. So I know I've been going crazy with the TikTok embarrassing stories, but like I said, it's a gold mine.
I'm going to keep sharing them because they're so good.
And I got permission from the storyteller. Her handle is Y, but it's 5 W's, 2 H's, and 2 Wise. So the word Y, but with 5 W's, 2 H's, and 2 Y's.
Go okay.
Give her a follow. The story has 15 million views so far.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
It's so good. Okay, here we go.
Yes.
It was 2017. I was at the peak of my mental illness and I was severely depressed and anxious. Somehow I'd gotten a job as a kids' party entertainer. This was the middle of Aussie summer and my boss had sent me off to do a job by myself. I was booked to do an hour of face painting, then pretend to leave and come back dressed as Peppa Pig so I could take some photos and dance to a song. Have you seen Peppa Pig?
Yes, I know exactly.
Mommy Pig, Daddy Pig, Peppa Pig. Okay. First half went great. All the kids were so sweet. I said goodbye and went to my car to get the costume and a CD player I was given. I put on this budget Sheen looking Peppa Pig costume. And when I put the head on, I realized I couldn't see a thing.
Yep.
This reminds me of that story that you told.
That story. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I walked back in and within 5 steps, I completely bodied a toddler being held by his grandpa because he wanted to say hi. They both fell to the ground and the baby started crying. I go to apologize before realizing I have no idea if Peppa Pig even talks and what she sounds like because I did zero research. So I'm just walking around the party making random high-pitched noises.
I love this.
I'm catching glimpses through my mesh nose holes of all of these kids looking up at me super confused and scared. All the kids are running away from me and crying, so I'm just making noises, walking to the area I'm supposed to dance in.
I love this.
It's hilarious that she did zero research and she doesn't even know anything about Peppa Pig. That
she's just making a pig noise.
Yeah, this, that's horrifying. It's so scary.
That is so horrifying.
I go to turn on the song, but I can't see the CD player and I have these massive gloves on. So instead of the first track, I've hit track 4 and start dancing. This insane techno remix to the Peppa Pig theme starts playing. I have no idea how to dance around children, so I'm just flailing my arms wildly in the middle of the party, completely alone, and kids are just staring up at me terrified.
Oh my gosh, this is so funny.
Some of the parents try to get them to dance, doesn't work, and it's dead silent beside this song and me still making weird high-pitched noises because what the fuck else am I supposed to do? I'm a pig. This remix seems to go on for like 8 minutes. It just never ends. And it's 40 degrees. So I'm dripping in sweat. And kids are screaming at this point. That's like 104 degrees Fahrenheit.
Because
she's in Australia.
Right. Mm. Oh, that's so sad.
That's Celsius. It finally finishes. And the parents realize I'm starting to pass out. So they have to lead me out of the house while the entire party is crying and staring at me. As I'm walking out, I catch my reflection in the window. When I yeeted the old guy and the baby, it pushed a huge dent in the side of this giant felt Peppa Pig head. So the whole time, these kids are looking at some weird, deformed Elephant Man version of their beloved character, making deranged pig noises.
That is amazing.
Not one person asked for a photo, but I just know somewhere footage of this moment exists.
It has to. It has to.
Isn't
video
that brilliant?
Footage.
So that she didn't even know that the head was completely dented in, and she's just going, wee, wee, and flailing her arms around wildly, not talking like Peppa Pig, not being like friendly and cute, just like flailing her arms around.
The techno song, the kids are like crying and like wanting it to be over. Yeah, they're like, Peppa Pig's stock went down that day.
Isn't that hilarious?
Oh, it's so funny.
It's such a great story to picture all these children there,
it's
just completely traumatized.
So funny.
I mean, sad for the kids, but so funny.
But that's what you have to realize when you hire someone to come to your party, dress up as someone, that inside that costume is like someone who just is like, what am I doing?
Exactly.
Why is this happening?
Why is this my life right now? It's so funny.
That's so funny.
I love that story.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I love that. It's her. That's her handle. Why?
Yeah. Right? Why is this my life right now?
Why? Okay. This is from Claire in Flagstaff, Arizona. And she writes, while living in France, I went sailing near Denmark with some friends. There was a really handsome man there who I instantly felt a spark with. Timing is everything, and at the time, I was seeing someone. The handsome stranger was also unavailable emotionally because he was still reeling from a breakup. We kept it platonic. There was a group of 7, and we were all going to stay on the sailboat that evening. After dinner, we went dancing and drinking with a bunch of people in the small town close by. We returned hours later, very content and very tipsy, and shuffled off to our beds to sleep. The sailboat's owners had said that we couldn't use the boat for going number two.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine?
Wait, so what are you supposed to do? They're all staying on the boat?
They're all staying on the boat. And he's like, cannot poop
get
on that
off
boat.
The boat. No pooping on the
poop
boat.
On that boat.
Why can't you poop on the boat?
I don't know.
He's like, get
I
your gross
off.
Turds out of here.
It's like, what are you doing?
Don't they have like a flushing system? Yeah. Don't they just dump it into the water?
I wish I'd sailed on a boat and
How
slept
does that
on
work?
One bit.
Yeah.
I dozed off wondering where we were supposed to go to the bathroom. In the middle of the night, still very buzzed, I got up to go number two anyway and clogged the toilet.
Oh, no.
There are only guys and me staying there, so I had no other woman to confide my secret to. In the morning, everyone was trying to figure out who clogged the toilet. It was all I could do not to confess. It was super embarrassing. The worst part was that after much wondering, they blamed the kid, the only kid that was staying on the boat with us.
Nice.
And I didn't correct them. I laugh about it now, but I felt so bad for that kid.
That's so funny. Yeah, you can't own up to it at that point. They're not going to suspect
can't step
you if
forward.
There's all dudes either.
Yeah, like a captain on a ship, like, it was me, captain. I steered us the wrong way. I crashed us into the glacier.
I pooped on the boat.
Clogged the toilet. Yeah. Maybe there was no flushing system. I don't know anything about sailboats.
But where are they supposed to poop in the middle of the night? Jump off the boat?
Hang your little
in the water?
Butt off the side, I guess. Just poop down the side of the boat. Just have a little, I don't know, go for a swim, I guess.
What are your options? You got to do what you got to do. Okay, this next story, again, another TikTok sensation. It currently has 14 million views. Her name is Hazel. Her handle is Haze Chadwick, HazeChadwick on TikTok. Please go give her a follow. Her story is so relatable and funny. Let's hear it. When I was a kid, I had a secret addiction that nobody knew about. It all started at the local grocery store. My mom would grab a coffee at the coffee bar once in a while on our way to school, and I developed an obsession with the half and half pods sitting in a basket on the counter. You know,
yes,
my son is addicted to those too.
With those.
I was dying laughing because he literally chugs them. Like, it's ridiculous.
Oh, he does?
Wherever he can get his hands on them, he's obsessed, especially the ones that are like French
chugs
vanilla.
Them?
Like the French
vanilla. Oh, my God. It's like flavors. A little shot of flavor.
Yeah.
Okay.
So listen, this is what she says to
okay.
I loved everything about them. Peeling the tiny top open, holding the plastic rim between my teeth, throwing my head back and chugging it down like a shot. It's so funny.
I love that.
I had an almond mom, so we never had half and half at our house.
Oh, got it.
Do you know what an almond mom
is? It's like you only have almond milk?
No, almond moms they're like a thing on TikTok where basically they starve their children. So anytime, not starve, I shouldn't say that. They're very like.
They give them almonds instead of sugar?
Yes. They're like, oh, you're hungry? Eat an almond.
Here's a
like,
hand
like,
of almonds.
Yeah, no sugar, no health, no, like all healthy stuff, okay. Like no fun snacks. Like,
so this is like her getting out to get a fix.
This is her treat.
This is her treat.
She gonna get that half and half. She's gonna get that
treat.
If I'm
a barista at that shop, I'm like, I'm so sorry for you.
It's hilarious, isn't it? It's
yeah.
So cute. One winter, we went to visit my cousins in Seattle for the first time. They had a big house that my brothers and I loved playing hide and seek in with our cousins. One afternoon during hide and seek, I found myself in the basement looking for a good place to hide. As I made my way down the rickety stairs, I noticed a big refrigerator. I thought I'd check to see if I could find a little snack. She's got to get her snacks where she
You've
can.
You've got to find
she's,
them.
She's got that fridge them. Is on lockdown at home. You got to get out into the world.
Almond
You're like,
mom.
Y'all got Doritos. What do you have over here?
Oh.
I opened up the fridge, and that's when I saw it. The giant Costco carton of half and half. It was like nothing I'd ever seen before.
No.
This is my opportunity, I thought to myself. I grabbed the carton of half and half and gave it a big old swig.
Oh, my God.
This went on for several days. During each round of hide and seek, I would sneak down to the basement and take big swigs of half and half.
That. And that was her treat.
That's what's hilarious. I know. I'm like, it's not even a treat. Like, it's the
that
funniest.
That was her treat.
It's the funniest thing ever.
That was her Halloween.
One morning when the rain subsided, my brothers and cousins decided to switch it up and play tag outside. I hated this idea.
There was still like 1/3 of that carton left.
Yeah, she's like, I got to get my.
It's waiting for me.
The ground out back was slippery from the rain. And while running from my cousin in tag, my brother went flying into the brick wall.
Oh, God.
We heard a scream, then saw blood everywhere.
No.
Our parents came running out of the house to help.
Oh, God.
My brother had broken his nose.
No.
Isn't that crazy?
That's terrible.
Right away, I knew. this was my opportunity.
She go down and get some ice, but she's going to chug some half and half.
Everyone was occupied helping my brother. Oh. And I could finally go into the basement and get my fix.
I love
she's
this.
She's addicted. I tiptoed away from the crime scene and went to visit my stash. I took out the carton and began chugging it. Only just then, the door from outside swung open and everyone rushed in.
And she's swigging half and half. And her mother's like,
much to my dismay, they kept their first aid kit in the basement. Everyone stood there and watched in horror as I chugged the half and half from the carton as my brother lay there bleeding profusely. I never heard the end of it. To this day, my family still says, Hazel's coming over, hide the half and half. Any man I bring home to meet my family will always have to ask me why everyone hides the half and half when I come over. The thought of chugging half and half now makes me want to vomit, but that won't stop them from reminding me every chance they get, especially my brother with the broken nose.
Oh, that is a great story.
Isn't that so funny?
So funny.
I love it.
Oh my God. I love that was her treat.
The things that kids get, like,
coveted treat.
She's addicted to this half and half and she's got to go get her fix.
Yeah.
Like, her brother broke his nose and she's like, it's my chance. Everyone's distracted.
And then they all see her like mid gulp. That's so embarrassing.
Because it's the one time they didn't play down in the basement.
You can't turn your head. You have to just realize that everyone's watching you and you're like drinking half and half.
And you can't stop her. It's all just going to go everywhere. It's so funny.
I love it. That's amazing. These TikTok stories are gold.
So good.
They're so
like,
good.
Like, you can't make this stuff up. You know?
I know. It's amazing. Okay. This is from Randy in Los Angeles and he writes, I'm a director living in Los Angeles. When I first started out, I wrote and directed a few short films. There's really one mortifying story I have from those early days. I'd written a short about my marital problems. In writing it, I'd processed my emotions about my recent divorce and wanted the performances to be as raw as possible.
Oh, wow.
Right? I didn't have a very big budget, but my neighbors at the time, who were both actors, had auditioned, and their natural chemistry mixed with the tension I felt between them in their audition got them the parts. In the short, there's a large fight off camera, and the whole story takes place the morning after as they're getting their son ready for school. I thought it'd be a great idea to have the couple improv the fight so that they'd have something fresh and personal to work with during the shoot. That's happened to me a bunch of times.
No way.
Yeah, they're like, you go off and like improv your marriage, improv. They do it at commercials all the time.
That's
like
a lot of pressure.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, it never helped.
Because not everyone's good with improv.
I'm
that's
terrible
good with acting
with
and vice versa. You
yeah.
Know?
I mean, yeah. Like, I'm always making up some weird stuff and we come back and it's like, we're just like awkwardly like processing what I just said. But anyway, so he said, I thought it'd be a great idea to have the couple improv the fight so that they'd have something fresh and personal to work with during the shoot. I'd had a lot of success in the past with improv and just assumed that this would be a tool rather than a hindrance. It was a 2-day shoot. At the start of the first day, we did the improv. About 5 minutes in, I knew I'd made a horrible mistake.
Oh, no.
The only direction I gave before they began was, put something into your mind that will fuel this argument. Then they began. The woman came in scalding hot and hissed, I can't believe you fucked her.
Oh.
The man went pale and the woman didn't look at him. I got chills because it was as if they'd had this conversation before. Then the man sprung to life and screamed, I wouldn't have had to if you weren't spreading your legs for everyone with a pulse. The argument got crazy. They were at each other's throats, slinging really specific insults, and I kept quiet because it was fascinating and also perfect for the film. Slowly, however, it dawned on me that these two were not acting.
Oh, no.
They were throwing their dirty laundry around, and then I was very embarrassed that I'd asked them to do an improv without knowing their circumstances. What I was watching was a real fight. The last thing I heard the man say was, I want a divorce, Marilyn, before I stopped the improv. He'd used her real name, not the name of the character.
Oh, God.
It sounded like a nail in a coffin.
That's so awkward.
Can you imagine?
Yikes.
Can you imagine you're directing this couple and they're like, fuck you, you cheated on me. Yeah. I want a divorce.
No, it's but horrible. Like, you're like, nothing. Wow, these actors are amazing. And then you're like, oh, shit. I started this.
You're like, now we have to film the whole with this in the air. I bet the film was
amazing.
Yeah,
but did they even film it after that?
I bet the film was great.
They're like, okay, we'll work together.
They should have won like awards. We got through the shoot, but it was very awkward after that. And I did learn, much to my chagrin, that they later divorced. The moral for me going forward is to make sure you have the budget to hire professional actors. But seriously, can you imagine?
Yeah.
I'm sure that happens all the time. I don't know. That's the thing with improv for me. I think there's a whole genre of films where it is all improv and they film it. It's mumblecore, I think, is what was like a spring off of the concept where you're given your circumstance, but you don't have a script. So you're just kind of like, wing it with what you feel is the character. But that's so
improv
risky.
Improv can be amazing, but you have to have amazing improv actors.
It's
you know?
So risky though, too, because you can really just like not stick the landing and then it's just like a blur.
Yeah.
The whole script is just a blur. I like a story that's constructed and purposefully like designed to build with great dialogue, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways,
it's a crapshoot. You don't know what you're going to get.
It is a crapshoot.
Okay. I got permission to tell this one also from the TikTok handle at AJDBSBANSNS. Okay. So that's her handle. Hilarious. This one has around 5 million views. Let's get into it.
Get into it.
This one's one of the best ones, honestly.
I have not heard any of these.
Okay. For context, when I was 6, I was obsessed with unicorns to the point my whole room was unicorn themed. One day, me and my mom went shopping and saw the unicorn pajamas I'd wanted for ages had gone on sale. She bought them for me and I put them on as soon as I got home.
Oh,
hashtag,
cute.
I love you, mom.
That's so cute.
They must be British because mom, so cute.
Yeah.
That night, when I went to sleep, I started to experience really bad cramping in my stomach to the point I was crawling across the floor while crying. At this time, I still needed help using the toilet and I really didn't want to crap in my new pajamas, so I decided to wake my mom up to help me. I hesitated outside my parents' room but got too scared, so I crawled in and just stared at them while I was crying. As I was waiting, I could feel something wet starting to pour out from down my leg, and I realized I was shitting myself at a rapid rate.
Oh, God.
To avoid ruining my pajamas, I quickly sped to the bathroom, opening the door to find my 4-year-old sister using the toilet, also crying while vomiting, and the smell was absolutely putrid.
Oh, no.
Like, holy shit. That's terrible. The stomach ache suddenly became worse. I knew what I had to do. Since my sister was on the toilet, in order to save my pajamas, I dropped my pants and started to release the worst, most explosive diarrhea I've ever experienced on the floor of the bathroom.
On the floor of the bathroom.
While her sister is also shitting and vomiting.
Oh, her sister's probably, oh God.
My sister started screaming and continued to blow the toilet up while I cried and fell to the floor and also started vomiting.
Oh my
There was now
God.
A massive pile of shit in front of the bathroom door and throw up all over both of us.
Oh no, these pajamas are wrecked.
It's horrific. My dad heard my sister screaming and ran to the bathroom. He aggressively swung open the bathroom door,
no.
opening it to the most sickening scene he's ever experienced.
I'm sure.
As the shit was in front of the door, when he swung it open, the shit went everywhere, spraying on me, the floor, and the walls of the bathroom.
Oh my God, that is a lot of poop. That's a puddle of poop.
It's a puddle of poop. I laid there in shock, now covered in my own vomit and shit. My mom heard my dad shouting and ran to the bathroom to see what was going on.
Oh, God.
Not knowing where to start, my parents put us in the bath and sent us back to bed as we clearly had some sort of virus.
Yes. Yes.
They cleaned the bathroom. Well, tried. I'm now 16 and the remnants of the shit are still stuck under the door as we physically have nothing small enough to go under the door to clean it. We still talk about this regularly. Hashtag scarred.
That is so bad.
You and your sister co-pooping and puking. And it's so embarrassing. Oh my God.
But I just mean like they shouldn't be embarrassed. They got a stomach bug.
They got a stomach bug.
But it's so crazy. As parents, you're going to see that stuff.
Yeah.
You're going to see your cute little girl go to bed in her unicorn pajamas. And the next thing you're going to see is her bare butt shooting poop out of it, covered in poop and barf.
Shit
in your
bathroom.
You're going to spray shit all over her as you open the door in alarm.
God.
In the morning
with your child screaming
and there's another one on the toilet.
Your 4-year-old is pooping and puking.
They had some nasty bug.
I know. I'm like, Lord, those parents.
That happened to me.
I know you feel for them because obviously that's embarrassing, but I feel for the parents because I'm like, oh, what a nightmare. The amount of times I've cleaned up puke
I'm
too,
sure like, oh yeah. My God, yeah, same.
But
I mean,
luckily,
not puke,
knock on wood, I've never had to clean up a shit storm. Like
that is a shit storm.
Yeah,
that's good.
Like,
that's really good.
Everywhere.
Oh,
intense.
Oh,
yeah.
I love your parents. I love you. Okay. This is from Chagall in Pittsburgh.
Hey, Chagall. Stephen Chagall.
Chagall.
This is Stephen Chagall.
Change the name, okay?
Chagall.
Change this person's name. But
Shalalala.
Chagall. Chagall's not a bad name. 1 year for Christmas, my mom sent me a canister of these really cute headbands, and I kept them in the bathroom. They were made out of different fabric and had two crossed pieces that looked really cute. I wore them a lot. My parents are divorced, and my dad was staying with me and asked if I could pick him up some underwear at Target when I got a chance because he'd forgotten his. No problem. He thanked me as I handed him the 5-pack of boxer briefs I went to get. I went out again on errands, and when I returned home later that day, I heard the shower running. As I passed the bathroom, the door was open a little bit, and I couldn't help but see through the crack in the door my father's naked body and him holding something up and looking confused. I quietly shut the door, but he heard me and peeked his head out and said, "Thanks a lot for getting me thong underwear. I was hoping for boxer briefs." He must have forgotten that I gave him the briefs earlier. But what was this about a thong? Then it dawned on me. My dad had been trying to put one of my headbands on his underwear.
Oh, I shut up.
So hard. But it was also so embarrassing. I had no idea which one he tried, but part of it must have gone up his butt.
Ew. Oh, no. Did she throw them out?
For him to think of, you know what I mean? That it was a thong, he had to have put it up his butt, right?
What kind of headbands are these? I'm so confused.
Well, the only way that I imagined it is that,
like the stretchy ones?
Is that their head, like you know how you put a scarf around and then twist it and then tie it back around?
Yeah.
Those are that. I imagine it to be that kind, because then they have two canisters you must have thought were for his balls.
Oh my God.
And you put the rest up your butt?
What?
Can you imagine?
That's wild.
And she just wrote, "When he found out, we all laughed hysterically."
And I hope you threw them away since you didn't know which one
he is. She didn't know which one. You have to throw the whole canister out.
They're gone.
But just the idea of someone's dad being like, "What in the world?" and putting on a headband and
as a thong is so funny.
It's so funny.
Cray cray. Okay. And we're closing it out with another TikTok. TikTok viral sensation.
I love these stories.
They're so good. I was given permission to tell this one too. Her handle is at @s_is_board_96.
Love it.
Here we go. This one also. This one is a wild ride. It's so good.
God, I love these wild rides. I get sweaty palms up because there's so many turns. Twists and turns. Yeah. I know. Oh, God.
When I was younger, I had a really, really heavy periods that would last over a week. I would normally avoid going out on the first day because I would have to change my pad at least twice an hour. Poor girl. Ugh. One morning, my period started unexpectedly, and I had a driving lesson booked for 10 a.m. I couldn't cancel because it was in an hour and he would charge me for the lesson. I thought, surely it'll be fine. It's just a 2-hour lesson. What's the worst that could happen?
It's a riding lesson with a horse?
Driving.
Oh,
a car.
Driving.
Yeah,
okay.
Driving a car.
I pictured her just a bloody saddle, but go on.
I double up on my pads and wear a thick pair of trousers to avoid any leaking. I've been driving for an hour now and I feel fine. No signs of leaking. The lesson's going well. I'm happy.
Great.
Then all of a sudden, I let out the biggest sneeze of my life. I feel the blood shoot out of me.
Oh my God.
Like Niagara Falls. I'm a fairly new driver, so I'm trying to keep calm, but I have 100% leaked all over this man's car.
Oh no.
We get to the end of the lesson and he's talking over everything, but all I can think about is the puddle of blood that's underneath me.
Oh, that's terrible.
He gets up. That feeling of just the hot flush of knowing you've sneezed and it's come out and there's nothing you can do.
Yes.
And you're sitting in the car and this guy's just talking and you're just hearing,
"Oh my God."
Wah, wah, wah,
and you're
wah,
always
wah.
Worried about your period leaking through your pants. Always. Yeah. Even I don't care how light or heavy it is. It's it's always a
concern,
a fear factor for all women.
Yeah. He gets up so he can get into the driver's seat. I get up and look back to see a huge patch of blood on the seat. He's walking towards me and I'm too embarrassed to say anything. So I just say bye and walk to my house. I'm walking as fast as I can. He's currently sitting in my blood and I need to get inside before he realizes.
Oh my God.
Then he calls my name.
Oh no.
My heart drops. I don't want to turn around. I just keep walking faster.
Good.
And I hear him coming behind me.
No.
I forgot my water bottle. Thank God he hasn't noticed. He turns around to walk back to my car and he had a huge stain of my blood on his trousers. I run inside completely mortified. A few days go by and he asks me when I want my next lesson. I tell him, "I've lost my job. I can't afford to pay for them anymore." He offers me discounts. I have to politely decline. I get a new instructor and eventually my old one stops messaging me. Months go by. I pass my test. Life is good.
Oh, okay.
One day.
We're safe. We're
no,
safe.
It's not over.
Oh, my God.
One day, I see a news report online about a driving instructor that was murdering his students. I start reading and realize this is pretty close to where I live. I scroll down to see what he looks like and completely freeze
no!
when I see his face.
No!
It's my old driving instructor.
No!
I stare at the screen in complete shock. My periods have been a burden for most of my life, and here I am alive and well because I was too embarrassed to see him again.
Oh my God. Oh
right?
my God.
The chills.
I am amazed.
Your face.
That is the craziest story I've ever heard.
Right?
An embarrassment story saved her life.
It saved her life. And also, he probably wasn't grossed out by the blood. He probably thought it was blood from someone else that he already murdered. Yeah.
He like wanted the more blood.
Isn't that crazy?
Maybe he thought he was embarrassed because he's like, oh shit, I murdered someone on this seat. And she saw it.
He's like, uh-oh, is that my blood? Her blood? Whose blood is that?
Yeah. Or the last student's blood. Oh my God. That is
horrific,
Katie,
right?
That is a movie right there.
I know. The twists and turns. It's such a good one.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Sometimes embarrassment can save your life, you guys.
You know what? Keep them coming because we need to spread the word that if you know, embarrassing stories can save your life.
Exactly.
That was great. I can't believe I have a story, but like, I don't know if we should end it on that one. That was good.
It's so good. No, let's hear yours.
Okay,
come on.
This is from my life. This is from
I love your life stories.
Gilbert Grape.
Oh.
I honestly have not told
one of the best movies of all time.
So
if you haven't seen it, like, get your butt out there and watch it because it's so old, but so good.
It's so old. It's like 30 years old.
I love it so much.
But okay, so it's What's Eating Gilbert Grape. I was in it when I was 13. It's about a family, and the mother of the family is 500, 600 pounds.
Yeah.
And there's a scene where these kids are looking in the window, and they're
right,
like,
I remember
laughing
it.
At her,
yeah,
right?
Such a hard scene.
And
yeah.
My character, like, picks up a potato and, like, throws it through the window and like, shatters the window, and they run away laughing, right? Well, the way that it was staged was, like, I had to pick up this potato with my right hand and throw it with my right hand. I cannot pick up a mug of coffee with my right hand. I have no strength here. I have
Why?
No strength. I don't know. I'm like completely left-handed. I do everything left-handed. I literally like carry my son left-handed. My arm, I have like tennis elbow.
Oh,
and
man.
I it's like my nerves are damaged because I'm
but
just
it's just always been like that.
Yeah, I can't do anything with my right hand. But I was like, you know, I'm going to do this. It's no problem. So I just pick up a potato, chuck it at the window, right? And then it, you know. So, and it happens
so
fast.
For the actual scene, how does the glass actually break?
Well, it does. It
is it
doesn't.
That like shatter glass or it's just like
it's fake glass, but like that we didn't, it wasn't all in one take.
Yeah.
So all I had to do was like, I think the window was open. I just had to throw it through an open window.
Okay.
And then they filmed me like, you know, the potato hitting the window.
Right.
So this is just me like throwing it through a big open window. No, uh-huh. No big deal. Right.
Yeah.
Well, I pick up this potato and it's like, you know, I'm in the moment. I just chuck it. And I missed the window and I hit the script supervisor in the nose. Okay, and Johnny Depp is in the scene.
How have you never told this story?
Wait, he's actually not in the scene. He's like off camera because they had just filmed something. He was right there and he was off camera.
Isn't Leonardo DiCaprio in that scene?
Yep. No.
He's not in that scene either?
I don't think he is. I don't know. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it in like a long time, but I remember Johnny Depp being in the corner and the script supervisor, because that's what you do is you're standing there, she's sitting there reading the script, and if you miss a word you have to stop, you have to go back and do word perfect, right? She gets her nose like shattered and she's like, oh my god,
was she bleeding?
She was bleeding. And I was
how
like,
have you never told this story?
So what I do, because I cried instantly, I was like, oh my God, no. I'm sitting there, Johnny Depp comes out of nowhere, like
floats
in and is like, hey, doll, I'm so sorry. Don't you worry. And he hugs me. Aww. And I remember being like, oh, my God. But this lady's like writhing in pain with like a broken nose. And it was all my fault. And I'm literally like being hugged by like the hottest man in the world. I was just like, oh, this is weird. But it felt really embarrassing.
That's amazing.
Can you believe it?
I can't believe you never told the story.
I can't believe it either.
Did you forget
like
about it?
I forgot about it. And then it just like reminded me. I just got reminded. I don't know.
That's such a good story.
But it was so embarrassing.
No, that's humiliating.
And then, you know, that lady hated me after that.
How many more times did you have
she
to throw the potato?
She was sitting right next to the window. How many times did I have to throw the potato? Yeah. A bunch.
How many times did
a bunch.
Take?
And then there was like, they like
did
cleared
she move
the set.
After that?
Oh,
did she clear
she
out
like
the way?
Went to the hospital. She like carried out. I mean, her nose. It was a potato, and I threw it as hard as I could.
No, oh, it's, God. Are you kidding me? This is the best story ever. We're so ending crazy. With this one because it's the best. So good.
It's so crazy.
I love it.
That's nuts. That was nuts. That was so embarrassing, though. Also, I like got hugged by Johnny Depp.
Worth it.
He was so nice. He was like, don't worry, doll. I was like, yeah. But I was embarrassed.
That's so funny. I love it.
Crazy.
That's our show. We hope you loved it. If you did, please tell a friend. Rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you've got a story that made you turn beet red, please email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to buy us a cup of coffee, you can go to our Patreon page, which is listed in the show notes. And if you can't beat them,
join them. See you next week.